Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 8, the Subconscious Repository, part 1. We've talked about the reticular activating system, whose job it is to screen out the junk and to help you focus. And it also sometimes will create blind spots to things that you don't value or you don't perceive as a threat. The subconscious repository does something quite different, and to understand that, you have to first understand how the conscious mind works. As you go through the day, your conscious mind perceives things and connects them to your experience or to your memory, to what you've seen before. So one of the first things that it does when it has a perception is it tries to put it in context. Have I seen this before? Is this something that I've experienced? Once the conscious mind has a context, it evaluates the perception, and then it decides on a response. What do I do about what I'm perceiving? Do I take an action, or do I do something else? No action at all. The example I give in the book is what happens when I perceive a dog running towards me. Immediately, I try to connect it to my experience. What is this? It's a dog. What kind of dog is it? It's a Rottweiler. So my conscious mind perceives and puts a context around it. It defines what I'm experiencing. Then it takes the next step and it begins to evaluate. Based on my experience, the last time I experienced a Rottweiler, it bit me. This is not good. And so my response is to run away. So there is essentially what happens with the conscious mind. You perceive something, you connect it to some experience or to some memory, you put context around it, you then evaluate it. Is this a good thing or not, or is there something I'm supposed to do? Once you evaluate it, you respond by either taking an action, thinking thoughts, or maybe you do nothing at all, and you just let it go. Now, if every day you had to consciously go through those actions over and over again and consciously evaluate and decide things, pretty soon you would be overwhelmed with the types of things you're trying to consciously think about. So that's where the subconscious repository comes into play. It's a repository because it stores patterns, habits, preferences, anything that happens that's repeated. In other words, it takes off the plate of the conscious mind anything that's habitually repeated in such a way that you don't need to consciously evaluate it and work with it. You can begin to subconsciously, automatically respond to it. In other words, it works as a kind of autopilot. Its job is to automate certain things in your life so that you do not have to consciously deal with everything. So when you're first learning how to drive a car, you're trying to be conscious about it. And you probably remember the first time you were out, especially when you were getting a driver's test, you're trying to consciously steer right and get the pedals right. And it's very difficult. It's very challenging because you're trying to do everything consciously. But what happens when you repeatedly drive a car over and over again? After a while, you're driving automatically. In fact, there are times when you're driving down the freeway and you may be thinking of other things. And if you suddenly realize, oh, I haven't been paying attention for the last half mile or mile, how could I stay on the road? Well, that's your subconscious mind at work. It starts taking the patterns, the things that you've done repeatedly, and it begins to make them automatic so that a lot of your driving behavior becomes automatic so that you have room in the conscious mind to think about other things. In other words, it takes things off the plate so it's not over full. You can have room then for other conscious thoughts. So that's it in a nutshell. The subconscious takes over whatever you do out of habit, whatever you repeatedly prefer, whatever repeated pattern that you create. But one of the things you want to look at each day is, what is it that you habitually do? What do you habitually prefer? What are the patterns in your life that are getting stored and affecting your behavior? This is how affirmations and imagination exercises work. You are using them to create new habits, new preferences, and new patterns so that they get subconsciously stored and replace the old patterns. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.